kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Valley of Intrigue. In the early days of our West, peaceful, fertile Cimarron Valley was once the cause and the scene of a strange, devious plot that very nearly caused the death of Pancho, myself, and the senorita whose life was enmeshed in the web. The conspirators had woven their intrigue with cunning. This caused the tenseness of the rider of the silver-bedecked Palomino as it raced toward an elegant adobe brick ranch house.
Oh, oh there! Ramon! Pedro, take care of my horse! Doña Isabel! Doña Isabel! Oh, they've done it again, those thieving, sneaking cattle rustlers!
What have they done again, Lucia, my child?
Oh, they've stolen more of our cattle and the band of our horses, Grandmother.
Ah, even this bad.
What baffles me is how they know which herds are the least guarded.
The answer, child, is that one of our vaqueros is a traitor.
Every time I assign our vaqueros to guard the herds, I think those bandits will go after. They surprise us, and they rustle cattle that are not well guarded. Oh, those thieving American skunks.
Lucia, your words are like the sting of the wasp. Do not speak of the Americanos that way. You, my great-grandchild, are one of them. Though my grandson, your padre, Don Diego, was of Spanish blood.
Oh, I know you're right, Grandmother. My mother couldn't have been more of a Yankee.
True. She was a true Yankee and a beautiful, fiery woman. In some ways, you are like her, Lucia. In other ways, no, you are not.
What? What do you mean, Grandmother?
Your mother had a fiery temper such as yours. Did she not take you and leave this hacienda soon after you were born because of my bitter words?
Oh, Dad, don't blame yourself, Grandmother.
I do. Had I been kinder, she would not have taken you to Montana, to the land of her people.
That's the past, Grandmother. Forget about it.
How can I forget, little one? But for that, I would have had you with me all these many years, instead of waiting for the twilight of my life to know you.
Do not, Isabel. Great Grandmother. This past year, we've been together makes up for it. And we'll have many more happy ones if those rustlers don't rob us of everything.
Why, if only we had the strong arm of an hombre like great-grandpadre Francisco Montalvo. He would lead the vaqueros against those bandidos and crush them. Ay, qué dolor. Where does one find such a caballero these days?
I wish I knew.
Without such an hombre, we are doomed, Lucia mia. Only a miracle could send him to us. And at my age, one no longer believes in miracles.
To the Cimarron Valley, Cisco?
The directions we got from the padre at the mission were to cross the river and go down Mule Shoe Trail, Pancho.
Oh, then back where we watered the horses got to be the river the padre mean, and this got to be the Mule Shoe Trail.
Oh, there, it's a real surprise, eh, Pancho?
See, we're riding along in a plain country, and all upon a time we find this open valley in front of us.
Now you know what the padre meant when he said we would know it.
Oh, Pancho, I hope it's just as easy for us to find that bandido, El Culebro.
We will have no trouble finding him, Pancho. Past experience with that coyote has taught me that wherever El Culebro rides, evil rides with him.
Oh, he is snake, all right. El Culebro, a good name for him. Chihuahua, Cisco. Those vaqueros down there in the valley, they're running a race.
That little hombre is an excellent rider, Pancho. Santos, there is no race.
Oh, you're right, Cisco. They stop him. Hey, that one fancy close hombre, he dropped a loop with his riot on the rider and he dragged him from his horse.
I do not like that, Chico.
Up there, come on. Go now.
Hey, see us. You ready for trouble?
Si, go, loco. Oh, this is steep path.
Up there, come. Down the slide, come on. Come on. Bueno, diablo. Oh, now, ho.
We make it. Go, loco, ho.
Bravo, Cisco. Always on time with a grand entrance. When are you going to change your routine?
Will you change the sound of your rattles?
El Culebro. Cisco, it's El Culebro, the snake.
It's a pleasant surprise meeting you again, Cisco. Now I can repay the debt I owe you.
Well, Cisco not want no payment from you for nothing.
You're quite right, Pancho. The payment for putting me in prison is something he won't want.
The barking of a jackal is as much of a threat as the hiss of the snake. I did not like the way you dragged this young hombre from his horse. Tell your hombres to stay where they are, Culebra.
All right. It's the barrel of your gun out of the middle of my stomach.
Pancho's going to take the loop of that riata from that hombre. Your men try to stop him, they'll find out the color of a snake's blood. Sally?
Here's a rope.
You think fast and you draw fast, Cisco. All right, this hand is yours. The next time you'll draw aces and eights, a dead man's hand. Come on, man.
Oh, that a close call, Cisco. It's a good thing you draw so fast on El Culebra and he gets scared.
Make no mistake about it, Pancho. He is not afraid. Go ahead. Lift the loop over the head of that young hombre.
Oh, what's the matter, young senor? You so scared you not can talk? We not hurt you. Oops. Pancho, sorry to knock your sombrero. Oh. Madre mía, Cisco, this young senor not an hombre. He a senorita. She an hombre. He a she.
Santos, no wonder you did not say a word.
Before you ask any questions, tell me, do you know who owns the big rancho here in the valley?
Oh, sí, the padre of the mission. He tell us it belonged to the family what named Montalvo.
He told us Cimarron Valley was a land grant from the King of Spain to Fernando Montalvo. I assume it is his descendants who own it now.
Did the padre tell you about old Doña Isabel?
Oh, sí, all about the old senora and how she just found her great-granddaughter only 1 year ago.
The way the padre told it, the story of Lucia Montalvo's return to Cimarron Valley is well known to everyone in these parts. But what has it to do with you?
Even in Montana, we've heard of the Cisco Kid. I know I can trust you.
Si, senorita, you can.
I just returned to this valley today. I learned that a young woman calling herself Lucia Montalvo has been living at the hacienda with Doña Isabel for the past year.
Well, that's the same story we hear, senorita. What about it?
That girl is a fraud. Her name is not Lucia Montalvo.
How do you know, senorita?
I am Lucia Montalvo. You wait here. I'll let you know when to come in.
All right. I'll wait.
Doña Isabel?
Come in, Lucia, my child. I am not asleep.
Oh, I thought you might be, great-grandmother. I didn't want to disturb you.
There is a sparkle in your eyes, Lucia. What is the good news?
Oh, it is good news, grandmother. And you're not too old to believe in miracles.
My old brain does not follow your quick words, my child.
The answer to our wish. A strong man, like Francisco Montalvo, to lead our vaqueros against those cattle rustlers.
What hombre is this, Lucia mia? And why should he be willing to fight our cause?
Let me bring him in. I want you to meet him. Question him, grandmother, and find out for yourself. Come in. Come in.
Very well, thank you.
My great-granddaughter brings you, senor. You are most welcome. My house is yours.
Many thanks, Senora Montalvo.
Grandmother, this man is known as El Culebra.
El Culebra?
Why should an hombre be known as the snake?
Because the strike of a snake is swift and sure against its enemies, senora.
And why are the enemies of the house of Montalvo also the enemies of the snake?
Perhaps because you have an attractive granddaughter, Doña Isabel. Or perhaps...
You young people are too forward. Let the senor speak for himself.
I will not speak of such matters, senor, until I've proven myself in your service.
Well spoken, El Culebra. An hombre is judged by his deeds, not his words. You arranged the matter of payment to the senor, Lucia?
Yes, grandmother.
If it is satisfactory, senor, then it is our good fortune to obtain your services.
It's quite satisfactory, Doña Isabel.
We are an old family, senor, and a proud one. We do not fail to appreciate loyal service. You will be most amply rewarded.
Thank you, Doña Isabel.
Come along, senor.
Hasta luego, senor.
Hasta luego, Doña Isabel.
I'll be back later, grandmother, after you've had a nap.
All right, now. We're going to have to move fast.
Shh. From the mayor.
So what? Got the official stamp of approval now.
I tell you, it's too risky you're coming here this way.
Look, I know what I've got to do. I told you how I ran into the Cisco Kid and about the real Lucia Montalvo.
Oh, shut up. Don't ever mention that around here again.
Look, let's get this straight. You're here pretending to be Lucia Montalvo because I brought you here. It was I who found out about the whole setup for my cellmate back in prison.
All right, Culebra. Just that I'm nervous and scared with that girl and the Cisco Kid both showing up at the same time. We should have killed the old lady a year ago like I wanted to. We wouldn't have to answer to anyone right now.
Days are numbered. Our first necessity is to eliminate the Cisco Kid, his fat partner Pancho, and the real Lucia Montalvo.
Please, Culebra, don't say it so loudly.
That's better. Now, that's the way to ask me. Always ask me, never try to tell me.
on being Lucia Montalvo.
Rider's coming. Oh, they're strangers to me. Are they your men?
No. It's Cisco, Pancho, and that girl I've been telling you about.
Oh, with that girl, there's a Dona Isabel. We're lost.
Well, that's why I'm here. To make sure she gets lost before she talks to the old woman.
But how are you going to do it?
Those dungeon-like rooms you've been telling me about that under the big house. The girl, Cisco, and Pancho are going to get lost in those rooms. And if they're ever found, they'll be dead.
Anyway, from what I've told you, Cisco, you can see why I was the most surprised person in Montana when I heard the news that I was supposed to be down here in California living with my great-grandmother.
Oh, but Pancho still not know why that El Culebro are chasing you.
Because I made the mistake of asking too many questions about Doña Isabel and the hacienda.
With a maverick like El Culebro around, that is a mistake. Unless I miss my guess, he is working with the senorita who is impersonating you.
Oh, this one time you not miss your guess. He's called there El Culebro by the big house. He's talking to a senorita.
He must have been watching us approach for quite a while. He had enough time to get his hombres ready and send them out to meet us.
We better make a break for it and get out of here.
Too late for that now. They have us surrounded.
They not try to take us prisoner yet. He looked to Pancho like they're hurting us into that patio behind the walls of the hacienda.
Pancho, Santa Lucy, keep your head and keep your nerve. Yeah. We are in a bad spot. But we have been in worse ones before and come through them.
Hold on, hold on.
I didn't expect to have the pleasure of meeting you again so soon, Cisco.
All travelers passing over the Montalvo lands are welcome to food and hospitality.
We wonder how you mean that, senorita.
Not a fine kind of welcome to have us herded in here like a bunch of cattle.
We'd like to believe that you mean what you say.
You can stop the subterfuge here and now.
It suits me fine, Culebra. I have come to see Doña Isabel Montalvo.
And what do you wish of my great-grandmother?
Your great-grandmother.
That's right. That's what I said.
You and I both know you're lying.
Do we?
Who are you, really? And what kind of a swindle are you trying to put over?
I am Lucia Montalvo. Everyone around here knows that. What kind of a swindle are you trying to put over?
Señoritas, with your permission, I do not know what to think or at this point who to believe.
See, Pancho all mixed up, too, about which the real Lucia Montalvo.
You mean the great Cisco kid has doubts about which side the law should be on?
Never with regards to you, Culebra. The fact that you side with the señorita who calls herself Lucia Montalvo led me to believe she was a fraud.
I can understand your doubt, Cisco. Let them take me to Doña Isabel. She will tell you who I really am.
Well, Señorita Lucia?
Why, certainly. Come along, all of you.
Come along, Señorita Lucia. Pancho.
No, Vaquero! Andale, Gatito! You haven't a chance, Cisco. Go for your gun and your chest!
Not if I can get my hands on you, Culebra.
Too many hombres, Cisco. Pancho not can fight them all.
Good work, men! Hang on to Cisco. Get his gun.
Don't forget it about Pancho's guns and the one carried by the girl. Take us all to Doña Isabel if you dare. Let her decide.
You three have already decided your fate. As far as you're concerned, when you rode into Cimarron Valley, you rode into the Valley of Death.
Here on this rancho, El Culebra, I am still the Doña. I demand to know why strangers are refused food and shelter, and why they are imprisoned in the cells beneath this house.
I was charged with the safety of this household, Doña Isabel. I ordered them taken prisoner.
El Culebra looks out for our good grandmother. Those two men and that woman are enemies of the Montalvo family.
To do such a thing without my permission is inexcusable.
But, Grandmother, you don't understand.
Perhaps I understand too well, Lucia. I have never seen you like this. I blame this El Culebra. I see your eyes are blinded by your love for him, my child. Though the body is old and moves slowly, the mind penetrates with a stab of lightning.
Doña Isabel, the box, it contains...
That is right. The pistola.
A gun.
The terror of the snake may paralyze a young bird, but it does not bother the old crow. Move another step toward me, Culebra, and I will shoot you.
Gonna shoot me, huh?
No, wait.
Listen to her, Culebra. My hand does not shake. The bullet will find its mark. Now see him for what he really is, Lucia.
You're wrong about him, Grandmother. Believe me.
You missed, old woman. Now I'll take the gun.
have you to say about El Culebra now?
She's got nothing to say, old woman. I'll do all the talking. Your actions give me no alternative but to condemn you to death. And the blame for it will be on those three you saw us put into the dungeon.
And the bars of that door, they're strong like iron, Cisco. See? They ought to be. They're made of iron.
There's not a chance we'll get out of here, Pancho. These cellar rooms look as though they haven't been used for years. I guess Culebra and that girl intend to let us starve to death.
We are not beaten as long as we are alive, Señorita Lucy. Santos, come over here. Come here.
Huh? Oh, what you find, Cisco?
Come here. Listen. There. Now, listen to this.
Well, what the difference, Cisco?
Oh, Pancho, listen again. When I tap here, now listen. Mm-hmm. Now, when I tap here.
Oh, that a hollow sound. There got to be an entrance or a passageway behind that wall, maybe, huh?
Si. And there must be a latch of some kind which opens this wall. Difficult to find it.
From the look of that wall, Pancho think we could search for it a week and not find it.
The wishing rock.
The what rock?
What do you mean, Señorita Lucy?
The wishing rock. Somehow I know about it. It's over on this wall here.
See?
What about that odd-shaped rock you are touching, Señorita?
You make a wish. And you push the rock, giving it a half twist.
Well, what for?
And then the wall opens.
Ah, that's a fairy tale. Pancho not believe that.
Where did you find that out, Señorita?
I don't know, Cisco. I just know that it's so.
Yeah, how that could be? Pancho show you that there's nothing to it. Now Pancho put the hand on this funny shaped rock. Pancho made a wish. Pancho wish sheriff capture El Culebro's bandidos. And Pancho wish we find the way to get out of here. There. You see, Senorita? Pancho told you a thing like that only happened in dreams.
Santos!
Look, madre mia! Pancho got to be dreaming. The wall is open when Pancho make the wish.
And there is a passageway leading out of here. Do you know where it leads to, Senorita Lucy?
No, Cisco, I don't.
Well, come on. Follow me. We are wasting time.
Oh, it's awfully dark in there.
It's too dark for us to see.
There's enough light as soon as our eyes get accustomed to it.
Oh, this got to be a secret passageway. Pancho hoping not lead into a trap.
Whatever it leads to will be better than remaining in that cellar. Now, in the event of gunfire, Senorita, stay back in here.
Listen.
Those voices come from the other side of the wall. Must be a room in the house.
What they say?
Quieto.
I am an old woman, El Culebra. I have nothing to fear from them.
Cisco, Culebra going to kill an old senora. How we can help her?
I do not know if it will work, but I am going to push against this wall.
The wall! Cisco! You will not get a chance for another shot, Culebra. We'll see you back. Now you see the gun twisted from your hand. In a short order, be lying on the floor alongside that gun.
Oh. Bueno, Cisco, you're not the poison out of that snake. He out cold.
Mil gracias, senor. You three are the strangers I saw out on the patio. The old passageway from the cell. How did you know about this?
The gun just fell. What happened?
Come right in, senorita. You are the one we want to talk with.
Oh, not so fast. You stay here, you fake Senorita Montalvo. You do like Cisco say.
Senor, what are you saying? What do you mean?
You've been tricked, Don Isabel. I don't know who this girl is, but I do know that she's not Lucia Montalvo.
She's crazy, Grandmother. Don't listen to
her. Silencio. Why do you say this? Because I am your great-granddaughter, Lucia Montalvo.
You, Senorita? But Lucia has been with me this past year. And in spite of her strange behavior with El Culebra, I...
Un momento, Doña Isabel. The secret passageway, the wishing rock, Make a wish, and the war opens.
Wishing rock.
Si.
The game of make-believe I played with Lucia when she was a little niña. And you, my child, remembered it. I do seem to remember. A long time ago, someone held me in their arms, and I pushed the rock on the wall after I made the wish.
There can be no doubt, Lucia mia. It was I who held you.
My grandchild, Doña Isabel, grandmother.
Not a fake, Senorita Lucia, not got nothing to say.
She will have plenty to say when she and Culebra return to jail. Santos, what is that?
Well, look through the window, Cisco. There is sheriff and his posse. They're rounding up El Culebra's bandidos just like Pancho wished for.
Santa Maria, all the hombres in the posse are my old retainers. There is Ramon and Pedro.
You know, Senorita Lucy, that a very fine wishing rock.
That had nothing to do with the wishing rock, Pancho.
Huh?
Those hombres work here at the hacienda. They got the sheriff's help.
Oh, the rock do it, Cisco, like if Pancho standing here and all of a sudden Pancho make a wish that Pancho sombrero be off his head and on it. Hey, Chihuahua! Pancho's hat fly off Pancho's head!
Hurry, folks. Hurry. That bullet went wild. Hope no one got hurt.
The sheriff! Pancho.
Oh, El Culebra, his hombres, and that fake Senorita Lucia, they not get away with their swindle, I think.
No. They will all answer to the law for their crimes.
Si, and now Senorita Lucy and Dona Isabella, they be very happy.
I am sure they will be, Pancho. These are very fine pocket watches they gave us as gifts.
Oh, si, this watch just like a big clock would strike on every hour. Cisco, Pancho, like to ask you.
Ask me what, Pancho?
If a hombre smash a clock, could he be arrested for killing time?
You tell me the answer, Pancho. If an hombre smashes a clock, can he be arrested for killing time?
Not if he can prove the clock strike first.
Oh, Pancho! Happy
Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.